This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, RacePimping.com if you want to get my latest book that explains a lot of this nonsense in a very fun, family-friendly way. We'd love to you to have that and then send me notes and say, I liked it, I didn't like this, or whatever, which I doubt if you send me something that says you didn't like it because it's a fun book for you to check out. Anyway, glad you're with me. A sponsor is Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com. If you have a portfolio, if you're at all, if you've been interested as I had been for quite a while in how do you invest in gold, why should I invest in gold, go to landmarkgold.com. You can find out all the details around it. The biggest issue is the government's trying to confiscate your 401k, your IRAs. They want you to have no ability to fend for yourself. They want all the government to be able to take care of you. So if you've got money in those types of things, those types of instruments, you know that the government's coming after you. The way to protect it, migrate that over to a gold IRA or a gold 401k, and that's what's going to save you. And precious metals, you know, look, worst case scenario, you end up getting your money back. Best case scenario, you make money, they're up. And it's going the gold and silver are going to continue to go up because the market is so volatile. That paper that you're using is worthless. So check these guys out, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411, and tell them Kevin Jackson sent you. Anyway, we've been talking about refugees, talking about terrorists. We've been talking about Muslims, which, of course, are mostly the same thing because Muslim countries create the terror that allows, that essentially says to their people, the indigenous folks, you better get out of here, or you better do what we tell you to do. You better turn your women and your children over to the jihadi, the anal jihad army, or else we're going to get you. So these people end up leaving in droves, and where do they want to go? They want to go to the civilized world. Yeah, they want to go where the white folks are. Now, people, oh, Kevin, are you only saying that white folks are the only ones civilized? I'm saying I know where the migration path is. These Muslims are not going to the deep, dark resources of the dark continent. No, they're going to Scandinavia. They're going to Germany. They're going to France. They're going, you know, why else? Why are they going there? Why don't they go to Venezuela? Because that's the fifth largest crime. They got the fifth most crime in the world. Venezuela's like, bring it, baby. Come on. We bring it over here, baby. We'll take care of you. Uh-huh. Yeah, why are they going to these white countries? Why they want to come to America, the melting pot, the mosaic? Because we got liberals. See, liberals are they make up those crazy white countries. So what? The Muslims have migrated to Russia. And here's a great example of what happens when you go to a place that says, we don't care about your stinking rights. But these Muslim pigs have been able to grope in Germany. They groped women during the New Year, raping Scandinavian women at rates that are sickening. Yeah, and they're finding that their traditions, however, are not readily accepted all over the world. The statistics don't lie, though, when it comes to Muslim men and rape, folks. When countries increase the number of Muslim refugees, their rape statistics go through the roof. This is because Muslim men do not care about your culture. They do not care about your women. They don't even care about your kids, especially your girl kids. All over Europe, women are being brutalized by a culture of young men who believe they can rape women with impunity. And the recent situation in Cologne underscores what Europe has endured since the Muslim invasion. And by the way, invasion, and they did this Muslim invasion by choice. They allowed it. Europe allowed this. But things are different in some countries. A group of 51 refugees were brutally assaulted outside a nightclub in Murmansk, Russia, after they groped and molested women at a nightclub. The refugees had previously been ordered to leave Norway for, quote, bad behavior. Then they tried their luck in Russia. What they didn't realize when they went out clubbing in Murmansk is that the Russians have less tolerance when it comes to sexual assault on local women than these other European countries. See, the Muslims have been getting away with, well, rape. The refugees allegedly groped and harassed women in a similar manner as they did the women in Cologne on New Year's Eve. And a group of male Russians took them aside to educate them that Cologne is 2,500 kilometers south of here. The refugees tried to flee, but they were quickly captured by the Russians. They then took them to the street and gave them a beating they will remember. Police arrived to break up the fight, but locals report that they threw in a few punches at the refugees before arresting 33 of them. 18 refugees were in such bad condition they had to take them to the hospital. I love this story. I freaking love this story. Let me tell you why. Because I would have been with the Russians whooping their heads. Unbelievable that these guys just have this mentality of they can do whatever they want with women. You can bet, folks, the more stories, I guarantee you in Russia there's going to be more stories like this. And the more stories that there are where these people fight back, the more likelihood you're going to get these stupid Muslims to change their behavior. Typically, think about it, a group of 50 guys, they can pretty much impose their will just about anywhere. But not with the Russians. I don't know how many there were. But Russians are a culture of men who have suffered, and they're willing to fight for the freedoms that they now have. And you can bet the country who has given the world the KGB and Spetsnaz, which is Russian Special Forces, I've trained with those guys, they're not tolerating any Muslims as the way the Europeans have. You can bet that. When you wait in line for toilet paper and vodka, you're ready for the Muslims. I guarantee you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More privilege that people seem to think they have is coming up next. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it in.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We discussed Wisconsin. If you want my take, you can catch it on demand at SoundCloud. Search for The Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks to everybody who has been going to TeaPartyCommunity.com. That site is a site for conservatives. It's Facebook for conservatives. And I'm telling you this right now. Pay attention. It will be the biggest political community in America in a few years, and it will impact politics more than any other single organization in this country. And I know you're going, Kevin, that's ridiculous. How can you say something like that? Let me tell you why. Because it's going to be comprised of millions of you who are out there doing these individual projects, and we're going to put them all together and showcase this. Every time a liberal says something, we will be putting a project in their face that shows that we're not just all talk, that we're impacting people in the community. See, they're all talk.
We're going to go help some black children.
How? Help them out of their lunch money. Oh, I know what you're going to do. You're going to give them a little pocket change, right? So they're going to be satisfied getting their little video games and their chains and their bling, but they're not going to have real opportunity. They're not going to be CEOs of corporations, right? They're not going to be gainfully employed in occupations that they really want to do. blacks are no longer going to fill the prisons. They're not going to be the number one dropouts. They're not going to own the least number of homes, have the smallest number of business starts, and so on, right? Because the left is going to help them. So what I'm getting at, folks, is what Tea Party Community does is we incubate companies. And you know how we do that? I'm talking about all companies, but certainly minority companies. And you know how we do it? You get together and you say, we're going to go to old Billy Ray's barbecue and we're going to have our meetings there. And we're going to adopt him as a business. And we're going to show him and his workers that we care by bringing 50 people there at a lunchtime when he's maybe not as busy as he should be. And we're going to vote with our money. And we're going to get to know this man and his family. Because you know what he is? He's a pillar of the community. Now, why do I know this works? Because I've done it. Just go look at all the places where these Tea Party organizations exist around the country, grassroots organizations of all sorts. I'm talking policy network groups, etc. And if every one of them, the thousands of them, decided we're going to go and when we have our meetings, we're going to do it at, you know, Jose's Taqueria, you know, we're going to put 20 people in there every week or every other week or once a month or whatever. Tea Party groups say instead of having our meetings at such and such, we're going to meet over at Joe Blow's and we're going to all spend $12.95 and have a burger and some fries and a brewski. And we're going to let these people see us and hear us and have our conversations. And that man is going to appreciate that $1,000 or $2,000 that he can now depend on. Do you understand what would happen? That's why you're important. Tea Party Community will get your spec. We got a program right now where we're going to fire John McCain. I'm going to make you a promise. John McCain will not be the senator from Arizona in the next term. Now, why can I say that? Because I get it done. Me and a team are already assembled, and we are going to go fight John McCain tooth and nail. Does he have more money than any of the candidates? Absolutely. But you know what? Kelly Ward will be the next senator from Arizona. You heard it here. And John McCain's got more money than I do. He's got more clout, supposedly, than I do. And watch this young black man go take down the elephant, the rhino. Because that's what's going to happen. So we at Tea Party Community have decided that's one of our causes. We've got other causes that help people directly. That's why you need to come over and check us out. Anyway, I don't want to make a big commercial for them, but I already have, haven't I? So when you consider what I've accomplished in 7 years, and I'm not bragging per se, but I mean, I was nobody. Nobody knew who I was. I went through the airport going to my reunion, and I bet you know less than three people. I was waiting outside of Papa Do in Houston because, man, they have an amazing seafood salad. And I'm waiting outside for them to bring my order because I'm going to jump on the plane, and a guy sees me, he's coming out, black dude, and he's like, hey man, and he looked at me, he went, appreciate your work, keep up the fight, and we fist bump. I'm sitting on the plane next to two people, guy gets on the plane, I don't know who he is, I'm looking down, and I hear, psst. I look up, and he's like, love your work. I had probably four alumni that saw me and said, I didn't know you were an alumni of our school. I follow your work. I mean, they come over and that became its own little, you know, little meet and greet in and of itself. But the point is, I don't know who knows what I do, but they know me. So if you think that's a big deal, wait 7 years with Tea Party Community and find out what we're able to do. It's going to blow your mind. Anyway, we're going to shift gears and talk about the surge of crime in Chicago. Video released Thursday captured a moment when a man was gunned down in Chicago's South Side in the middle of live streaming footage for his Facebook account. Dude is just out there going, hey, check it out, man. Ooh, live stream or whatever. Boom. Get this. 10 separate shootings that took place in Chicago on that day. One day. Increasingly visible trend for Chicago, they call it. Really? Thanks for the update, Office of Redundancy Office. As of March 30th, 135 homicides in Chicago. First quarter of the year. 71% increase. And you're talking about a city full of violence. 79 homicides were reported last year at the same time. Now they got 135. Unbelievable. Highest they've been since 1999. And shootings citywide were up 73% with a total of 727 shootings. So not only, I mean, needless to say, the killings would obviously correlate with the number of shootings. But I'm just saying, forget the ones that got killed. How many people are out there just trying to kill each other, period? And you know the majority of this is with illegal guns. Illegal guns. If Chicago had more legal guns, this number would drop dramatically. To address the problem, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel made a controversial decision, and he chose Eddie Johnson as the chief, Chicago Police Chief of Patrol, as the new superintendent. Now, look, here's my point to this. There's nobody he can put in place that's going to change what Chicago does in terms of its crime. The idea, and there's controversy. Oh, he chose this guy and he should have chosen somebody from the outside. It won't matter who he changes. It doesn't matter who he selects. Until Chicago gets to the root of its crime, which is they've cordoned off the best part of Chicago and they say, look, you stay outside of this bubble with your crime, we don't care. It's on the south side, those 10 shootings. I don't know where they were. I guarantee you, south and west side is the majority of where they were. Most of them in the south. And the reason for that is, it is a culture of liberalism that says, we can neglect all this as long as Chicago is the gleaming, you know, beautiful looking city or whatever on the hill. We don't care what happens elsewhere.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump has been busy on Twitter. He sent out a tweet earlier today saying he interviewed 4 very impressive people regarding his nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain said there's one thing in common of everyone that President Trump interviewed.
They are constitutionalists. The Democrats are trying to shift the subject and talk about specific cases from the past. The president has stated he's not interested in trying to put someone on that's going to revisit a case from the past. And here's something that the Democrats seem to forget about. You don't revisit a case from the past unless somebody sues from the present.
Heavy rains forecast for northern Thailand could worsen flooding in a cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach are waiting to be rescued. The 13 people disappeared when flooding trapped them in a cave they were exploring after a soccer game. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are no wealthy black or brown people in America. We got some rich ones. We don't got no wealth. People go, well, what's the difference? Here's the difference. Shaq is rich. The white man that signs his check is wealthy. Here you go, Shaq. Go buy yourself a bouncing car. Bling, bling. I'm not talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth, okay? I'm talking about the white family that owns all the Similac, okay? I'm talking about the white family that owns the color blue. I ain't talking about Oprah. I'm talking about Bill Gates, okay? If Bill Gates woke up tomorrow with Oprah's money, he'd jump out of window.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about this story that essentially says if you're black and rich, you have a better chance of going to jail than if you're white and poor. And it's a Duke University study, and it's been chronicled from 1985, I guess, to whenever, they decided they were ready to stop it, when it had the data that they wanted on it. And it makes other points, and that's what I want to get to. It does make a bigger point. The report... guy, who care about his name, he and two other colleagues examined data from the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth, a study that began in 79, and they followed a group of young people into adulthood and middle age, and they came to the conclusion that I just said. Now, here's what's interesting about this. You take some of these, let's just take professional athletes. You got a lot of black professional athletes, and they make money. And they end up in prison. You got professional actors like Wesley Snipes, didn't pay his taxes, went to prison. You got professional athletes like Hernandez, who was a murderer, went to prison. Two or three black athletes who killed their girlfriends went to prison. And on and on. So I'm going to get to my point. Yeah, I'm giving you some hints right now. I'm giving you some hints. Anyway, the study goes on to say this. About 2.7% of the poorest white young people, those whose household wealth was in the poorest tenth of the distribution in 1985, when they were between the ages of 20 and 28 years old, ultimately went to prison. 2.7% of white kids. In the next tenth, 3.1% ultimately went to prison. The households of young people in both of these groups had more debts than assets. In other words, their wealth was negative. All the same, their chances of being in prison were far less than those of black youth from much more affluent circumstances. About 10% of affluent black youths in 1985 would eventually go to prison. only the very wealthiest black youth, those whose household wealth in 1985 exceeded, get this, $69,000 in 2012 dollars, had a better chance of avoiding prison than the poorest white youth. So in other words, if your parents made over $69,000 adjusted 1985 dollars, I mean, so in other words, I don't know what that equates to. Oh, no, no, I'm wrong. It was $69,000 in adjusted 1985. So whatever that equated to in 1985, you were then not as likely to go to jail as white folks. Now, I don't know what you think about $69,000 adjusted dollars today. That doesn't make you wealthy. It means you're lower middle class. So that's the first thing, is what are we weighing on? Because let me tell you something, folks. You get much less than that, and you're on welfare. Welfare is essentially $61,000 for a family of four. I don't know what that adjusts to in 1985, but you're effectively on welfare. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room right there. But that's the comparison that he's making. So he says, anybody making over that had a better chance of avoiding prison than the poorest white youths. Among black young in this group, 2.4% were incarcerated. So if you make over 70 grand, roughly 70 grand, adjusted dollars, 1985, whatever that number may be, then you had a 2.4% chance as a black kid of going to prison versus a white kid who had a negative net worth. Their family had a negative net worth, who had a rate of 2.7%. Now, I don't know what this is supposed to tell you, except I guess it's to point out that whether you're rich or you're poor, as a black man in America, you better watch out, because you could end up with the popo and the pokey. That's right. So, I don't know. I'm afraid right now. I'm afraid to be black in America. Doesn't matter how much money I make, I got a better chance than these poor white kids of going to prison. Now let's talk about why. Did they study any of that? Nope. It's empirical. It's numbers. Here's the number of black people who went to prison. And you could find the number. Because here's what they could have done. They could have said, because again, $69,000 is not a lot of money. I'm not decrying it. But it isn't. It's not like you're, whoa, check me out. Yeah, baby. Yeah, with $69,000, if you're working and you pay your taxes, you're bringing home, what, 48? Something like that? 48, so you're bringing home $4,000 a month. I mean, it's a decent house somewhere. $1,200, $1,500. Figure your rent and upkeep, you know, maybe you get up to $2,000, you got a car, insurance. I mean, you're just kind of getting by. You're a bachelor, take a little bit more of that out, you're bringing home $3,500. You know, if you live within your means, it's a decent amount of money. But that's not a lot of money for a family with kids. I mean, even by yourself, it's not a lot of money. You're shopping at Walmart. You ain't shopping at Neiman's. So I'm supposed to feel bad, I guess. This is what this kind of report. Kevin, no matter how well you do, man, America's bad for you. Ooh, I know. Don't I know it? No matter how bad, race is going to factor in. Let me ask you, you think culture factors in at all? Do I need to play the clip of the lady who said, I don't care that this kid shot a cop. I don't see that he did anything wrong. Do I need to play the clip of those girls who talked about the kid who got killed because he broke in, he was burglarizing a lady's house, and she saw him on camera, came home, they confronted each other, and she killed him, and the people, his family, had the nerve to say she didn't have to shoot him, she didn't have to kill him, he was just there, you got to understand life in the hood, he was only there to get something in order to pay for his clothes and stuff for school. The boy was in college? Didn't she know that? All he was trying to do was get a little extra. And she had to go and kill him. What's up with her? They're not blaming him. This other woman, she's not Stephanie King. She's not blaming Najee Harmon. for shooting at a cop. She's not blaming Najee Harmon for beating up another student, a black kid, beating him up to take his cell phone. She's not blaming Najee for beating up a dude to steal his headphones. She's not blaming Najee for putting a gun to a woman's head and stealing her purse. No. That's just life in the hood. That's just what we're supposed to come to understand. And so when these guys do these kind of surveys, I want to ask them, let me ask you, did you look at the culture? I know people who make $69,000 a year who don't necessarily train their kids right, who still believe in this nonsense that we're owed something, reparations. I told you guys a while back, there's a site that says something like, my skin is my currency.com. And the idea of it was, if I'm black and I walk into a store and I take something, I'm not stealing. My skin is my currency. I just want you to know what's out there. I'm not making stuff up. There are people who believe this kind of nonsense. They think that they don't have to work because their ancestors worked. You want to talk about a liberal? That's liberal thinking if I've ever seen it. Don't be surprised if you hear one day liberals say something like, we need to have payment of union, payment to people even after they die, and it goes to their families. That's the kind of innovative thinking that the progressives have. Paid indefinitely. Somebody else will pay because there'll always be some stooge out there willing to work for you. Let me tell you, this kind of research where these guys try to tell people like me that no matter how much you do in life, Kevin, your race is going to be against you. I wish I could grab every one of them and just kick the living crap out of them. I truly do. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Whiteness History Month is actually, whiteness is a term that's been in academic circles since the mid-90s, and it's really looking at the social construct of whiteness, and that whiteness is really a systemic organizational issue, and it affects everyone, not just people of color, but it affects all people. And so this event is really a grassroots approach with a committee of faculty, staff, and students that really design the events and the activities, and it really gives people an opportunity to assess what whiteness means to them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about me and my blackness. You white folks, ooh, wow, that was one of y'all's. That's what we say around my family. We go, that's your people. That's your people. Me and my friends, my different color friends. That's what I'll say. If something crazy happens in India and I'm around one of my Indian friends, I'll be like, man, your people. That's your people. It's become kind of, well, it isn't becoming the joke. It is the joke. Because the joke is, it's not your people. It's somebody crazy saying something, right? But in this particular case, with white people, you got to admit, liberal white folks are bat crap crazy, guano crazy. You know they are. This guy, we're going to study the social construct of whiteness. The social construct? You mean the fact that people are born white, other people are born brown, other people are born slightly yellow or red, or the fact that we're all born human with this interesting thing called color, that, by the way, differs for every single person on the planet, the almost 7 billion people. It doesn't matter. And then we got to discuss, as he called it, the systematic organizational issue of whiteness. Why? Because it affects everybody. I mean, I don't know about you, when I'm walking down the street and I see whiteness, I'm like, whoa, hold on a minute. I'm going to cross the street from some whiteness. Are you kidding me? The social construct of whiteness. White folks, man, white liberals. Y'all better check your people, white folks. Then he goes on to say, it affects everybody, not just minorities, and it's an opportunity to assess what whiteness means to different people. That's why they're doing this at Portland Community College, because they want people to assess whiteness, whether you're black, brown, whatever, red, yellow. We're going to assess whiteness. And from your perspective, because surely, I mean, come on now, people of other color, surely you've been impacted by whiteness. I mean, take, for example, if you're black and then somebody white were to come impact you, well, there are certainly shades of gray there, are there not? Not to go all color wheel on you, but there are. Surely, Kevin, your interaction with white people has been devastating to you. No, I can't say that it has. Let me tell you what white people have done for me. They paid for my stellar high school education at the Marine Military Academy. Then I was on scholarship because of those white folks and my intellect to go to SMU, Southern Methodist University, during the heyday. And that's the impact that whiteness has had on me. And oh, by the way, the very same people who sent me to school treated me like family, and I got to travel the world with them. The very same people they treated me like family, and what do you want me to tell you? I have white folks right now that treat me better than my family treats me. And my family treats me pretty well. I got my mom and dad, my adopted parents, they're white. I adopted white parents. I could choose anybody I wanted, and I racially profiled, and I chose Frank and Mary, a couple I met in Colorado. They don't have any kids, so it worked out pretty well. We didn't go through an agency. I saw them. We went to dinner. We chatted, and I said, and Mary says, you're like my son, because she loved my work. And I said, well, then you're like my mom, and bada bing, bada boom, no lawyers. We adopted each other. And they donated to my charities. In fact, the family, my extended family, they've got a place in Colorado, a place in Florida. I've been to our Florida place on the beach. Yeah, yeah. If white people, when I interact with them, man, my life changes dramatically for the better. Frank and Mary flew in one time from Florida to come to my charity event. I know they loved it. It was amazing. I sound like Trump. It was amazing. It was the best event ever. It was the best charity event you could ever go to. I mean, people were fantastic. It was amazing. Did I mention that? But they flew in. They redirected their flight and said, hey, we're going to go to St. Louis and go, you know, do this charity event with our son. When I'm on TV, Mary sends me a note. Hey, son, great job on TV. So, yeah, I've had a few run-ins with white folks. Had a run-in with a white dude one time, and he says, Kevin, I'm going to fly you out first class, come golfing with me in Arizona, and you're going to stay at my place. And his place where I stayed is better than my house. Now, I tell you, I keep having these run-ins with white folks. I got to stop. Somebody don't stop me. But let's segue into black privilege. The term black privilege, I'm reading this from Newsbusters, is profoundly upsetting to liberals at CNN.com. As a reporter, John Blake, tried to explain it in an article, it's time to talk about black privilege. In America, you can't even talk about whiteness, said Drew Domalik, who lives in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you try to embrace being white, you are portrayed as being a racist. If we had a White History Month, that would be viewed as a racist holiday. He's right. See, here's the thing. There's no reason to celebrate whiteness. Oh, yeah, you heard Kevin Jackson say it. There's no reason to celebrate whiteness. Kevin, what are you talking about, man? You're mixing me up. No, let me tell you, there's no reason to celebrate blackness. There's no reason to celebrate brownness. There should be no National Asian Month. I mean, I'm happy that there's Chinese New Year, but frankly, I don't really care when the Chinese celebrate their New Year. Why do we even... Hey, it's the beginning of Chinese New Year. Who cares? China should care. I don't care. I mean, I appreciate the fact that we have Chinese and American culture, but you're American. Other than just anecdotally saying, oh, by the way, Kevin, the Chinese who are Americans of Chinese descent, this is something they may or may not celebrate because it's Chinese New Year. It's a cultural thing for them. But outside of that, I don't care when Chinese New Year begins or ends. I care about spring, winter, summer, and fall. Those days, I care about Veterans Day, Memorial Day. I care about Mother's Day and Father's Day. I care about Easter as a Christian. I care about Christmas. And you know what? I will even concede that I care about my Jewish friends' holidays, Rosh Hashanah, and, you know, all the other things that the Jews celebrate. But other than that, I don't really care about the rest of it. I don't. And I, you know, so to Kevin, let's celebrate black this, black. I don't celebrate black anything, and white people shouldn't be celebrating their stuff. I celebrate American culture and ingenuity and invention. And you know what? Even as in as much as I'll tell you this, whether it's Germans, I think Tesla was an amazing dude. So I'll celebrate Tesla. I'll celebrate Oktoberfest. But I'll celebrate them under the idea that we have Germans in America that celebrate these things. I'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day for the Irish. You know, it's always a good reason to go out and have a beer with your white friends. Anyway, he goes on. It's part of a larger transformation. White is becoming the new black. If you read my book, Race Pimping, I swear to you, my intro alone speaks to all of this. Black is the new white. White is the new black. That's the way I start the book. Google the phrase black privilege and one steps into a universe where whites struggle daily against the indignities heaped upon them because of their skin color. I'm reading from an article. The most furious lefties are peddlers of white privilege, shaming. Count Peggy McIntosh is one of the angry. She's arguably more responsible for popularizing the concept of white privilege than anyone. An activist, retired Wellesley College professor, her 1989 essay, White Privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack, has been widely reprinted. It's taught in many colleges. Her essay gives examples of what McIntosh calls white privilege. I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I will not be followed or harassed. If a traffic cop pulls me over, I can be sure I haven't been singled out because of my race. Well, I say to you, McIntosh, Peggy McIntosh, I dare you to do that in Compton. I dare you. I'll show you how much white privilege you have. You are going to get your head bashed in. Somebody's going to take your purse, and you probably, even though you're not that attractive, will be raped. Now, oh, Kevin, you're saying blacks are... No, I'm telling you that there's a criminal element that is waiting to prey upon you under these circumstances. This is crazy that we continue to have these discussions, folks. She said, the black privilege checklist sounds like a prolonged whine from people who resent being challenged about their white privilege. Well, let me tell you something. I got friends who've done nothing to black folks, and they are not concerned at all about white privilege or black privilege. They're concerned about just living the dream in America and pursuing the opportunity. I got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.